Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Dave Orsborn, the Assistant Director at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Today we have a very special reflection offered by Bishop Campbell. This is the talk that he offered at this year's Catholic Social Services Breakfast with the Bishop on Friday, September 8th, 2017. Here's Bishop Frederick Campbell. Enjoy.
But my friends, I want to offer a few remarks on a scriptural text. It is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Now, I'm not going to read you the entirety of the text, but I think all of you know it as the parable of the Good Samaritan. And Christians have been living with that parable for over 2,000 years, and all of them believe they know it, but sometimes they know it in a slightly superficial fashion. We've lost the sense of shock that must have touched the ears of the original hearers of the parable, when in fact the one who was the helper was a Samaritan. We name hospitals after him now. But I look at that parable, and it is so typical of the parables in St. Luke, and it only appears in the Gospel of St. Luke, because Luke was an artist. He could draw beautiful portraits of individuals, include a telling detail. And sometimes we pass over this. I think we all are aware of the three passers-by who, going up to Jerusalem, saw the man in need, two passed up by, and one stopped. And that one who stopped was interesting because he saw the need rather than stop to assess the character of the person in need. Because the Samaritan looked upon him and did not identify him as either an alien or a friend, but simply someone who was in dire need of help. And he gave it. That individual was subject to an attack by a group of robbers. And I think it's a reminder that we do live in a world that sometimes breaks out in violence. And what is really touching about that Good Samaritan, who I don't think ever appeared to the man in need as a Samaritan in our sense, was the fact, and people miss this detail, not only did he stop and bind up his wounds, take him to an inn there to recover, paid for his lodging, but when he completed his own journey, he came back to check on him. And he became not only one who assisted in a particular emergency, he became a companion to that individual. For so often we hear about acts of charity that are particularly pointed, say, at particular holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving. But in fact, I've often asked myself, what happens when Christmas ends and those people live now in January, February, and March? This is an everyday concern. Every day, the cathedral offers food morning and afternoon to the homeless. And it is every day. And it is increasing. The rector of the cathedral tells me that the number of people showing up has increased by at least 50%. Trying to figure out why this is true. But it's those small details in that parable that tell us an extraordinary amount about the character of the charity to which we are called by Jesus Christ. Not only to offer help, to give of our resources, but to give of ourselves and to make of them our companions. You may also remember that the whole parable is framed by two questions. Our Lord has just told the disciples and the crowds, when asked what is the first of all laws, all commandments of the law of the Torah, and he answers very famously, and you know those two great commandments. Love the Lord God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and body. And the second, love your neighbor as yourself. And immediately, one of those learned in the law comes up to Jesus and said, well, who is my neighbor? And what follows as an answer is the parable of the Good Samaritan. But at the end of the parable, our Lord turns that question around. For it is no longer, who is my neighbor? As if we could come up to someone with a checklist saying, well, okay, do you fit the qualifications to become my neighbor? Our Lord says, but who is the one who is neighbor to the one in need? And the question that lingers for all of us is, are we neighbor? Are we the one drawing near? Are we vigilant? Are our eyes open to those in need? For it is often in opening our eyes that our hearts are moved to become that neighbor that will offer assistance but also companionship. For so often, those in need are isolated and alone. And we become that instrument of assuring them that they are not lost. So thank you.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.